Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shine, as the executive producer of this show, where are you on New Year, new intro? Or are you leaning towards sticking with this one into the new year?
I'm fine with whatever. If we want to try a new one, we can.
I see it on the text machine from time to time. I take that, obviously, with the go-to grain of salt. But I don't. Do you have an opinion on it?
Well, we haven't even had this one for a full year.
Yeah.
We got this one in the summer.
Well, I always like to switch it up.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I mean, switch it up.
I feel like a show should have an opening that you look forward to, that you feel at home with. Like, okay. If we're switching it up all the time.
A lot of people felt at home with Tick, Tick, Boom.
Yeah.
Some people demand that Tick, Tick, Boom makes a return. But I feel like that's going backwards.
Right.
Curtis, we move forward on this program, backwards.
We are a progressive show.
Correct. We don't walk things back on this show. We do not walk things back.
We're on the attack.
Woof.
Is Gerard Mayo still employed?
Have
you checked?
Okay. He and Volin are going to a support group later today.
Okay. Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'll take your input.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's whatever you want. It's your show. I always like to switch it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Recycle that joint. You know what I mean? Turn that old school into new school.
It's hard for Shime and I to agree on the musical portion. Like, that's the only... We went through... To find that, we went through a good 10 or 15 songs last time, I feel like.
Right. Yeah, it's true. Like. I tend to lean more new school, like little house vibes, little new school, kind of even rap vibes. You tend to lean very heavy guitar vibes, which I get. That's right in your wheelhouse.
Okay, I don't think we need to shame anybody at the start of the
program. I'm just saying the differences in our music taste is off.
I feel like you're
representing... There's no shame there at all.
You're representing yourself to be some kind of... a musical impresario or something, as if I don't have the chops.
Not at all.
Okay.
I was just at the new school versus old school vibes. All
right.
That's all.
Well, we are open for suggestions, as always, on this radio show. And we got a lot to get to today.
Mm-hmm.
What? You look like you had something you wanted to talk about.
My only recommendation is I like the new Kendrick Lamar beat for
TV Off or Squabble Up.
Squabble Up.
That one slaps, Wiggy. Yeah. You right?
Yeah, I like just like that beat. But go ahead,
Mustard.
All right. Well, a lot to get to this morning, and certainly among the topics will be what the future is or isn't for Gerard Mayo. Interesting day, interesting morning for him yesterday on this radio show. Interesting day for him yesterday. Seemed like there was all kinds of hullabaloo happening when they canceled the regular all-team meeting, which normally happens on Mondays and did not happen yesterday after a loss. But I haven't seen anything that came out that suggests that he was dragged upstairs or downstairs or wherever and told to please stop inserting foot in mouth when speaking with the media.
And you think you're more towards there's a good chance he's not back?
No,
because I'm starting to lean that direction.
I am on record. I think it was my lead beginning of last week or the week before. I am not. I love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's the right guy to lead your franchise forward. That's just me.
What do you think the percentage?
But I don't think I think it's going to be very difficult for Robert Kraft to make a change. I think he should. I think it's going to be harder for Robert Kraft to make a change after year two when it doesn't work.
Oh, really?
But I think that because Robert Kraft stuck his neck out and went with the narrative that he selected the guy 5 years ago because he was very friendly to their partners on a trip to Israel, that it's hard to make that change after 1 year. It's not one thing. It's not one thing he says. It's not one thing he does. It's a combination of things that he does, and it goes back to we talk a lot about the very first thing he ever said on the radio, which was the burn some cash comment. That doesn't bother me as much. Mm-hmm. I think he may have been sold some sort of a bill of rights there, as Courtney would say. But I go back to training camp when he's got Matthew Judon dressing him down in front of the entire media and Patriot fan community, and it gets worse from there. So when you look at it football wise, the team is regressing, not progressing.
Right.
So,
but Greg, on that, the simple thing that we're discussing, which is away from the field, right, which is just speaking with the media.
Yeah.
Do you think that when he's in front of the players, he never makes mistakes? Or do you think this is sort of who he is? He says things in the moment because he's an excitable guy who wants people to do well, and then we'll have others clean it up after?
I think the latter.
Because it would be very odd for someone in the context with us and with the regular media to have as many just missteps as he has had and then not have that during his day job.
I appreciate him trying to clean up the Alex Van Pelt thing yesterday on this show and elsewhere, but it doesn't change what happened.
Right.
I mean, his first inclination was to throw his offensive coordinator under the bus and to blame the way the offense ran and that loss essentially on him. So that doesn't bode well for an organization when that's the guy who's in charge. And I hate saying it because he's a very nice man. Very, very nice man.
That's, you said it, I didn't.
He's great, but wouldn't you say that it's only a matter of time before Jonathan fully takes over from Robert?
I
think that if they move on from Jerod Mayo this season, then that is a clear indication that Jonathan now is the leading guy. I think if Robert is staying in charge, there's no way that he is letting go of Jerod Mayo because it makes him look bad. But if Jonathan is stepping in and Robert's taking a back seat, that's when you're going to see a change.
Right.
Yeah. I think you could assume that the two of them may have differed when it came to the decision to install Jerod Mayo without any kind of interview process of anybody else. Long before he had, apparently 5 years ago, before he had really done any coaching.
Right.
And so I think that maybe the two of them had disagreed from the start on that. So maybe that gives Jonathan the leverage if and when that decision has to be made.
But, well, I think there's a good like question I would ask the room, like percent, because I start to feel like the percentages might be going up that they would potentially move on for Mayo. But I if I were to say, give me a percentage on them either moving on from Mayo or them, the percentage of them keeping Mayo and then moving on from the coordinators.
I would guess that DeMarcus Covington is gone.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Because you have to blame the regression of the defense on somebody.
Okay.
So, well, Mayo blamed it on the injuries yesterday. He did.
Yeah.
He's been kind of going down that road.
Right, Curtis?
Oh, no. The odds that Jerod Mayo was fired in season is nil.
Right.
The odds that he's back as a head coach of this team next year, I put about 10%.
10%?
Okay, but what do you think the last 3 weeks of this dumpster fire looks like? Oof. Like, don't you think it's going to get worse? Like,
yeah, because you played Buffalo twice.
Buffalo put 48 up on the Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to put up on you this week?
Mm.
And by the way, they changed that game to a 4 o'clock start on Sunday.
I'd say less.
Less, you would?
Yeah. Well, it's because they're going to be up 30 to nothing, and they're just going to run the ball the second half and not do anything.
Okay.
That could be a good – yeah, that's a good point.
They might be up 30 to nothing in the first quarter, Shot. Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't know.
The way Josh Allen's playing, he could score in a matter of seconds.
They're going to rest some guys, wouldn't you think?
No.
No.
The second time that we see the Bills?
No, because there's still a chance they could be going for
especially with Patrick Mahomes probably out this week. Yeah. The Chiefs could lose, and the Bills will be one game back.
We talked about it yesterday. It's a little – Curtis, I think you brought it up sidebar-ish, but that's a judicial reference for you, Courtney.
Thank you.
But it seems a tad bit unfair that the Chiefs play 3 games in 10 days or whatever it is.
It is, if there's ever someone whose injury will change the game, it was Tom when he was the stud. Now it's Mahomes. I don't think they should play Thursday night football in December or Wednesday night football. Saturday's fine. So this weekend, now that college football is relatively done for a bit. They have Saturday NFL games, which has always been a staple. I love that. But Thursday night, this time of year, when you've already played 15 games, when you're in a very contested playoff race, I think it's stupid. I understand Amazon paid untold amounts of money for it.
For Thursday nights, and Netflix paid a ton for Christmas.
But let's say Mahomes on Christmas aggravates this high ankle sprain and he's out the rest of the way.
Right.
Then people say, it was this quick turnaround. Just like Bernard Pollard diving at Tom's leg changed the rule. I don't know. I just think it's not good for the sport. I don't think the product's that great, and it's a competitive disadvantage for some teams.
Well, can't they give them, like, whoever's going to play on Thursday night at the end of the season, can't they give them, like, the bye week right before the Thursday night game?
I guess they could theoretically schedule that. Would you want it before
the bye weeks
after?
Are done.
No.
Yeah, there's no more byes.
But I'm saying you could schedule a bye week for
heading into December, heading like into the last week of November for all those teams.
Right, so for the team that would be playing on Wednesday or Thursday, they could just have the bye week, and then they would play Wednesday and Thursday, and then they'd play the following, their regular schedule for the following Sunday.
This is Jim from Manchester, New Hampshire. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Hey, first of all, I just want to say Merry Christmas to all you guys. I love your show.
Jim,
I see all you guys, and Courtney also.
Jim, Merry Christmas, and best wishes to you and yours at this most joyous time of year.
Thank you. And I just, I'm not even a Patriots fan, believe it or not. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. But I just, I do not think it's Alex Van Pelt. I think that, he could lead Drake in the right direction. But it's just, I don't think Gerard Mayo is the right coach. He's not the right person for the job. I don't know what you guys could tell me on that.
Yeah.
Well, Van Pelt threw Gerard under the bus first, remember?
Not really.
On Jones and Keefe.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. I don't consider that to be throwing him under the bus.
Well, he basically said,
go ahead.
Basically said, we're either aggressive or a little bit more conservative based on what the head coach wants us to do.
I work for coach, and if coach says to run the ball, I run the ball. If he says be aggressive, I'm aggressive. So I get to call the plays, but again, Coach Mayo makes some of those decisions.
I mean,
how's that throwing him under the bus?
What have we always been talking about? This team is not aggressive.
Yeah.
That's a clear cut. I don't decide whether or not we're aggressive or whether or not we're conservative, it's what Coach Mayo wants me to do.
Okay, so then you're saying that Gerard Mayo is justified in what he did on Sunday because of that?
No. I'm with you, Wiggy, because I think if the roles were reversed and Gerard Mayo said that, we'd be crucifying him. And nobody's really talking about the fact that AVP maybe threw the first stone.
Yeah.
And I think we take everything Gerard says so seriously, and other people just throw things around and we're like, so is Gerard, justified in coming back at him? I just think we hold Gerard to a different standard, and maybe it is because he's the head coach and he's not just a coordinator, but we... I think we go a little bit too far in reading into everything he says.
And I'm not.
But we don't do that with the other guys.
And I'm not saying, Greg, that Gerard should have came back and threw him under the bus. I'm just saying that you could tell there's a lot of finger pointing. Even Van Pelt was like, well, when I'm hearing all these whisper, or I'm hearing all these things out there, we're not aggressive, we're not aggressive, we're not aggressive. Well, that's not me. That's the head coach telling me what to do.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, I would expect the guy who is the CEO of the organization to be above all that anyway. And when there's when the organization has a loss, it's on you as the leader to take the blame for it. So, and I don't read into anything he says. He says these things plain as daylight. Like, there's no I don't have to read into him. Like, he stands up there and throws a guy under the bus. So
I didn't hear the interview live, and Jones and Keefe was a great show. I listen every day. It's spectacular. Keefe talking about the recital he went to yesterday was one of the funniest stories I've heard. but I don't know if they followed up, because it would be a good place to ask Van Pelt, Mayo calls you the head coach of the offense. Are you not? Because if he's the head coach of the offense, then it's up to him, right?
Right, yeah. But clearly the way he made it seem like he's not, right?
Right. So that's it's a good point. Like, what this whole thing
is
convoluted finger pointing,
right? Yeah. And so that's kind of like, and I don't like I get what you're saying, Greg. Mayo should be above that, and maybe that led to like some of his pettiness, but it all started with Alex Van Pelt basically throwing him under the bus about.
Yeah.
Mayo being the guy who kind of decides what direction we go in as an offense.
All right. Well, there is a lot to get to when it comes to Gerard Mayo and to lots of other things on this show this morning. And we will do that, including our leads coming up in about 15 minutes around 6:25 or 6:30. They said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday, and we will definitely talk about what Bill Belichick said yesterday about whether he cares about the Shula record or not. That and other things coming up during They Said It. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. Science has apparently found the woman with the perfect body. And she
can't wait to hear this one.
And she exists here in this country that we live in, and she happens to be an influencer. And so, the perfect body.
All right, she's probably built like MRAT. Science is going to tell me.
Perfect. Well, I don't. There's nothing wrong with Emily. No.
But that's not the perfect body.
I happen to favor Emily Ratajkowski. I would say it is the perfect body. That you and I would differ.
Yes,
beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah. Yes, well, so we would. You and I would differ on
what type of eye the science has.
Yes,
I mean, it's the whole package. It's not just the
We're talking strictly body, though.
It's not just the badonk. Well, as you tend to focus on.
I like a Cardi B or a Lotto.
Right, Wiggy says booty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yes, you know, I like a Cardi B built or not a Lotto. Lotto's got a nice built.
And the Patriots have found out that when it comes to holding, Booty is not the guy to be able to do it. What else? Anything else? Oh, Ty Tuesday, Ty Law at 9. And, of course, the 12 days of Chris Curtismas, which are winding down. Only today and tomorrow left when it comes to the 12 days of Chris Curtismas. So be listening at exactly 8:45. I will tell you to call, and you can win big. Curtis is re-gifting this holiday season. I haven't even seen what we got yet.
Well, a little bit of puck luck in today's
pretty good
offering.
Oh yeah,
the battle for the Esiason house.
Yeah, we have puck action, we have rock and roll action, and we have autographed memorabilia. Oof. It looks like so. 8:45 this morning.
One
right
of
now,
a kind.
Here is Courtney right now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Vikings beat the Bears 30-12, and the Falcons beat the Raiders 15-9 in Monday Night Football. There is an update on Patrick Mahomes after his ankle injury on Sunday. He has a high ankle sprain. His status for Saturday against Houston is questionable. And Greg brought it up, but members of the media received a note from the Pats PR yesterday stating, quote, Patriots players will not have a team meeting today. Very weird after a loss. And the Pats-Bills game has been flexed to a 4:25 start on Sunday.
What is that? I mean, why are we not diving more into this.
The meeting thing?
Yeah. What's today? Today's what?
Today's Tuesday?
Oh, okay. Today's the day off. I thought today was Wednesday. Don't worry about it. He probably said, normally those are called Victory Mondays. I'll see you on Wednesday. Maybe he's like, you know what? We stink. Everybody go home, recalibrate, come back Wednesday.
All right. The Bruins are back in action tonight, continuing their road trip out west, taking on the Flames in Calgary. Puck drop is at 9. And congratulations are in order to the University of Vermont, whose men's soccer team won the first national championship in program history, beating Marshall 2-1.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. So congrats to UVM.
All right.
Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is sensational ready meal salads for $6.99 each. That's right. Ready meal salads are $6.99 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
By the way, something fierce going around. Chimes got a cold. I don't know. James was in the sprinkle pit at the ice cream place, and I feel like I've got the plague. I don't know.
Are you sick, Chime?
I'm dying, Greg.
Really?
Yeah. My head feels like it's going to explode.
Oh, that was me yesterday. I apologize.
Oh, you were sick yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, I still have it, but it's gotten better today.
All right.
Well,
popping yourself with the cold medication?
Yeah, Mucinex has really been a godsave.
All right, cool. I'll pick some up.
Yeah, I just snort that.
I feel great.
I can't snort anything.
So I feel great. Look great. I mean, honestly, at my advanced age, I seem to be the picture of perfect health.
You said you feel great in what else?
And look.
Look great.
I said I look great.
Oh, it might have an eye thing.
Science has proved the perfect body for great.
You are wearing like a new little getup this morning.
Oh, I haven't worn this before?
You know, it's like a little shacket.
Oh, it's a shacket. And it
a
was
shacket?
A,
yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It was a birthday gift from Lynn's.
Cute.
And it's from Lulu for Men.
Oh.
And so
athleisure.
It's a little athleisure.
You hold the af.
I noticed Twitch this morning was already commenting on it. They are happy that I wore a t-shirt under the primary garment. That's a big debate that they have with the way I dress myself in there.
So. I don't think that should be a debate.
So hello and good morning to Twitch. And thank you for mentioning it.
I like it.
And I like this hair color you're with these days.
I do not color my hair. If I did, I would color my beard at the same time. That's one of those things.
You look great. I'm just
Twitch people
fun.
Say that is an absolute bold-faced lie.
Uh-huh. All right.
You know me. I'm always with the Twitchers.
I have gray in my hair. I do not. I would never color my hair. Right.
I think I'm going to go with a little blonde tips.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Sunny?
Like Joe Burrow-like?
No. Like, you know, more like Future.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, with the dreads, a lot of people tend to do that.
Okay.
So, but, you know, my wife, she likes that, so who knows? We'll see.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, new year, new wigs.
You know, 2025.
Spicing it up.
I love it.
You got to.
I don't know if you can spice it more, but we'll try. It feels like 43 out right now, afternoon high of 55.